broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 7th of the year of our Lord, 2015. This, my fellow Americans, is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, as our guide. We call it the Blueprint for Liberty. We also believe the checks and balances put in place by our founders, inspired by the Almighty, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great solutions in America. That's why we don't need a revolution. We do need a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, though. And that takes hard work, folks. It takes humility. It takes a page out of the playbook of the founders. Are you willing to dedicate life, liberty, and property? Are you willing to dedicate your honor, your sacred honor, and your fortunes to the cause of liberty? All right, we're not asking for that much, but we are asking for an engaged populace, that's for sure. Without it, America will never be saved. Why don't we want revolution? Because they rarely turn out well. Go study history. Restoration, much more viable, especially with the hard work and the framework the founders laid for our benefit. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Labor Day. We are live for Labor Day, ladies and gentlemen. We go to work anyway because we believe that our message is so vital, so critical, so necessary that we work even on Labor Day. How's that? All right, welcome to the broadcast. A quick recap of Friday's show. It is available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Donald J. Trump, in my humble opinion, sold out and signed the Republican Party pledge, demanding that all of its presidential candidates promise to forego a third-party run and support the, quote, eventual nominee. Now, Rand Paul signed that as well, and I'm disappointed in both of them. Because on one hand, you could say, well, Sam, you got to be loyal to the party. And my response is, yeah, but what if the party is, like, at odds with the Republic? So do you pledge loyalty to the GOP, as the USA Today newspaper says? Or do you pledge loyalty to the United States of America? And some would say it's the same. I would say it is becoming increasingly not the same, and that's the poignant point. It's clearly not the same. All right, Kim Davis, clerk of Rowan County, Kentucky, chooses jail over promoting or backing same-sex unions. Good for Kim. We're following that case incredibly closely. This first hour will be significantly about updates on that, so stay tuned. Hang tight. Brigham Young University student health care plan no longer compliant with the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, they don't want to promote birth control and the murder of children. That's why. Listener Ken Cromar of Cedar Hills chimed in. He talked about a Utah voter recount report. Kurt Crosby was in the mix for that. Vote by mail, question mark. Whiteout used on ballots. Questionable postmarks. Ladies and gentlemen, when does the benefit of the doubt become, quote, vote fraud, huh? That was our one at Liberty Roundtable Live on Friday, still available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Hour two on Friday, former Sheriff Richard Mack was in the house. CSPOA.org, that's the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. Listener Fred got on the radio and disagreed with Sam. That's all right. This is America, folks. You can disagree. As long as we're all polite and respectful of one another, we can have varied opinions. Except when Fred got on to disagree, I agreed with everything he said. Wow. Call to action, ladies and gentlemen. We need you in Kentucky. God bless you. Hope to see you in Grayson, says Dave Dobenmeyer, Light and Salt Ministries. And by the way, Dave Dobenmeyer is an author and writes for Liberty Roundtable Live, just so you know. Good friend of ours. Listener Will emailed in and said, hey, we got to have a nationwide call to prayer, even though Barack's trying to shut down prayer day in America. We the people can get together and pray anyway. Listener TZ chimes in and says, hey, man, why don't the police choose life and refuse to arrest people like Kim Davis? Why do they protect and serve evil like the gay agenda, the murdering of babies and abortion? Aren't they choosing between their soul and their badge? Yes, they are, TZ. You're absolutely right. That's the problem in America. We need more Americans to stand up. That's why when people say, well, we've tried everything. No, you haven't. You haven't even made friends with your police officers to help them understand what they need to be doing to keep their oaths of office, have you? Was it enough? Tim Tebow tosses 2 touchdowns in final edition for Eagles. The answer is, sad to say, no, it wasn't enough. They axed him. Yeah, what a tragedy, huh? U.S. workers' pay plummet over 4% over the past 5 years. The poor getting poorer and the richer getting richer. All because of out-of-control belligerent government regulation, that's why. And fiat fake money. McConnell proved he had no stomach for a fight to defund Planned Parenthood. What a shame. Despite overwhelming evidence that Planned Parenthood is butchering babies and selling their body parts. Good old spineless Mitch McConnell. All right, well, there you have that. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place on Friday. It's still available on demand on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel or online at libertyroundtable.com for our radio talk show. And for all the talk shows on Liberty News Radio, libertynewsradio.com. Check them out, get involved, click on the donate link, and help us today, would you please? That's a recap. News the networks refuse to use today starts now, live on your radio for Labor Day. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Before we get to Kim Davis, which is a hot topic for sure, let's introduce our guest, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. Welcome to the radio, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Let me just do this. Before we get to these details, it looks like War Room is in the news. That's the wonderful film that I went and saw. Did you see this yet, Kurt?
No, I didn't.
You didn't go see War Room yet, huh?
Sorry, Sam. I know I've, you know, planned to in the future. I just didn't get her done yet.
Yeah, we got to help Kurt, man, get that done.
I'm hoping I can, you know, pick one up and then have it in the permanent library.
No, Kurt, you're supposed to fund it while it's, like, fresh to get the numbers up
there,
buddy.
Fund it there.
Do you mean to lend you $20 so you can get that done, take your wife there on a date? I'll help you out with that, you know?
All right, yeah, I appreciate the reminder. And
see, I'm a nice guy like that, just helping Kurt take his wife on a date and everything. Look at that.
Good point.
All right.
Thank you.
I think your wife would really enjoy the film, by the way.
I think you're right.
Now, you could sleep through it, and your wife could enjoy it. It'd be perfect, man.
Good point.
All right, now, the reason I bring all this up, I'm just teasing Kurt, by the way. By the way, Lowell Nelson, did you get to go see it yet?
I just saw the trailer, though, the previews, and I'm looking forward to it. I love the movies those guys make.
He's right about that. Here's the headline. Critics are slamming the Christian film War Room. But the audience's response tells a completely different story, says IJR, or IJ Review. In other words, the critics are so negative on this film, but the audiences flat out love it. This wasn't just a barn burner weekend for the film. It is just going gangbusters in theaters across the country. And the critics hate it because it turns people to God and to prayer and all the things that could fix marriages. And by the way, the same thing could fix America. And they're just absolutely opposed to it because it undoes all their brainwashing, Lowell.
Yeah, exactly right. They don't want people to use one of the most powerful tools they have in their toolbox, and that is prayer. Prayer is the source of inspiration, the source of hope, the source of empathy, source of love. So, yeah, I can see why the critics are panning the movie because they don't want us to come to the real solution.
It's tremendous. It's a great movie, and I bring it up only because of that interesting headline. The critics are slamming it. They hate it. They can't stand it. But you know what? The audience's response tells a different story, and that's what's fascinating is all these Christian filmmakers, whether it be Fireproof, whether it be any of these films, they've all been slammed by the critics but loved by the audiences. Now, here's what's fascinating. When the socialists, when Hollywarped, when the anti-Christian movement try to make a Christian film because they know that's where the money is, the ratings are all down. The critics love it, but the society or the people hate it because it's not a genuine attempt to bring people to Christianity. It's tinged with a Christianity mockery idea. And people know the difference, Lowell.
They sure do, Sam. They know the difference between a sincere belief in God and one that's fake. You know, hypocrites are not welcome, right, in a true among true believers. Hypocrites are castigated by the Savior himself, and for good reason, because we mustn't have wolves among the sheep.
Good news. The people are embracing Christianity and turning to God left and right, and what a blessing that is. Personally, as a family and society at large, Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org, our guest, Kim Davis, updates in seconds.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Sam and Kurt on your radio, riding shotgun as Lowell Nelson, CampaignForLiberty.org. This half hour is brought to you by thepowermall.com. Do business with the good guys and thank our partner, Joyce Riley. I'm telling you right now, I've been drinking the red stuff and the green stuff. Gary Knowles products, incredible stuff. Check it out today. And just tell them Sam and Kurt sent you, thepowermall.com, and say, hey, man, I want to do business with the good guys, and I want red stuff and green stuff. I want fruits and veggies, and man, I'm just telling you, cool stuff at thepowermall.com. All right, so Lowell Nelson, guest with us from CampaignForLiberty.org, and we're gonna talk about the Kim Davis scenario. Lowell took some great notes that we're going to get to in just a second, but a quick couple of updates. Remember, Sam and Kurt have friends all over the country. And Liberty Roundtable for 20 years has been bringing people to the table. from all kinds of organizations. And that's why, you know, it's called the Roundtable, because, you know, Campaign for Liberty can jump in. Gun Owners of America can jump in. American Policy Center can jump in. Sheriff Richard Mack and the CSPOA can jump in. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And one of the key people that have broadcasted with us and been on the radio with us over the years is Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. Now, Matt Staver, chief attorney, is the one directly defending Kim Davis, and he's been on the radio with us several times. We're grateful for his friendship and for his support. And so we've got some updates on Kim Davis's case from several people. And the first one is kind of a sad tale to tell. But GoFundMe nixes fundraiser for Kim Davis. They claim that Kim Davis's case violates updated terms and conditions. So now you can't raise money for Christian Kim. Now, if you want to raise money like to create some kind of a perverted sex toy, then I'm sure they'll let you rock and roll. But if you want to raise money to defend Kim Davis and stand for liberty and freedom, oh no, that'll violate the terms of GoFundMe. So we liked GoFundMe in the past. Now we're starting to have our doubts, if you will. Now, Sheriff Richard Mack also feels like he has a role to play in the Kim Davis situation. And so he wrote an open letter to the county sheriff in this Kentucky county. I think it's called Rowan County, Kentucky. Sheriff Mack asks some critical questions in this open letter. Why would a person who has broken no law be in your jail, Sheriff? That's for starters. Kurt has the whole open letter. It's not very long. By the way, Lowell, I popped it into your email as well so you'd have a copy of it. Awesome. Kurt, why don't you go ahead with this open letter, sir, from Sheriff Richard Mack to the current Rowan County Sheriff.
Thank you, Sam. It's addressed to Sheriff Carter. Former Sheriff Richard Mack here from Arizona and founder of the CSPOA, and then it gives the address. I am wondering and have received numerous calls about this, why you are not standing with Kim Davis, who now sits in jail. I am not sure, but is she in your jail? Why would a person who has broken no law be in your jail? Whether you agree with her or not is not the question here. Would you have arrested Rosa Parks for failing to give her seat to a white man back in 1955? Is Kim Davis's case any different? Mrs. Davis is standing for a principle that she believes in and against a lawless Supreme Court that has no authority to make laws. All, quote, all legislative powers herein shall be vested in a Congress, end quote, and then it references the U.S. Constitution. The courts and president cannot make laws, none. Therefore, I must ask you, why are you not standing with her and interposing your power to make sure that Kim Davis's rights are not being violated? She's in jail because she refused to give a marriage license to homosexuals. Are we totally out of our minds? Would you have allowed that 5 years ago? 10, maybe? Sheriff, we stand ready to support you in any way as you stand for liberty, your oath of office, and for the people in your county, i.e. Kim Davis. She has broken no laws. Signed in freedom, Sheriff Mack, with his phone number.
Anyway, the bottom line is we're waiting on a response that was sent last Friday at 3 p.m. or so. And we're going to see what that sheriff responds and try to get a follow-up answer on that as the days unfold. And they're very important questions. Why would a person who has broken no law be in your jail? Whether you agree with her or not is not the question. And then would you have arrested Rosa Parks? This is kind of the critical issue. Lol, before we get to the next tidbit, do you have a response as if you were the sheriff?
Well, that's one of the points that I'm glad you're bringing out this morning, Sam, because I believe there are some striking similarities between her case and the case Sheriff Richard Mack brought in Arizona when he was sheriff there, and he was caught between a rock and a hard place. He had a federal law, you know, called the Brady Gun Control Act, or the Brady Background Check Law, of you know, and that came from the Fed. And then he had a state law in Arizona, which said that he could only spend money, you know, Arizona money, on on state programs. He had no license. He had no authority, no permission, you know, from the state of Arizona to spend any of his time, money, or resources at all on a federal program. And so, on one hand, if he obeys the state law, he breaks the federal law. And if he obeys the federal law, he breaks the state law. And this is precisely the position in which Kim Davis finds herself, of Rowan County, Kentucky. If she obeys a federal judge's order, she breaks Kentucky law, because the laws of Kentucky are very clear on the fact that marriage is between a man and a woman. That's the law of Kentucky. And she swore an oath, a sacred oath, Sam, that she would obey that law and the law of, and the Constitution of the United States, which guarantees to every state a Republican form of government. Now, if she obeys the judge, she breaks the Kentucky law, which would violate her oath to God and her covenant with the people of Rowan County, Kentucky. And on the other hand, if she chooses to obey the laws of Kentucky, which she has chosen to do, then she, you know, breaks the law from the of the judge, and now she finds herself in prison. And so, Sam, this is exactly why there is no such thing as dual sovereignty. You can only have one sovereign in one place at one time.
Now, let's make that clear, though. There is dual sovereignty in the Constitution in that there's a power sharing between the federal government and the states, and the states delegated specific responsibilities to the federal government, very limited and defined, articulated and enumerated in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. And so there are certain powers that are given to the federal government. There are not conflicting, if you will, or overlapping sovereignties. There are delegated dual sovereignties based on the consent of the governed. The two understandings are completely different.
That's right. And in other words, you can be sovereign, and I can be sovereign, but not over the very same family, right? I'm a sovereign in my family, you're a sovereign in your family.
Point well taken. That's exactly right.
And so in that respect, yes, there's dual sovereignty, but in the case of a domestic issue, and every domestic issue, such as marriage or divorce or health care or education, et cetera, these are what we call domestic issues over which the states have plenary authority or complete authority, total authority. And they have not delegated that authority to the federal government. There is no place in the Constitution that vests the federal government with the authority over domestic issues.
And to make the statement even further true, the Congress has not only not advocated for the change in the law to back same-sex abuse, as the courts have, but Congress even has the Marriage of Defense Act. Now, the court said that was unconstitutional, so the drawing board would be at the Congress level to decide what they're going to do about that being struck down. But nothing's happened thus far, and that's the problem with this whole debate. Kim Davis starts federal appeal. We'll talk about that in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks Refuse to Use continues. Lowell Nelson riding shotgun. Why would a person who has broken no law be in your jail, Sheriff? Whether you agree with her or not is not the question. The question is, would you have arrested Rosa Parks for not giving her seat to a white man back in 1955, is Kim Davis's case the same? We think so. It's basically your conscience, and that's what we'll get into, debating what happens when governments violate conscience in seconds. But for now, you got to understand that Kim starts federal appeal. Kim's lawyers filed a notice of appeal in the United States Court of Appeals, the Sixth Circuit, in Cincinnati. Matthew Staver, our good friend, founder, and chairman of Liberty Council, LC.org, said that Mrs. Davis's incarceration violates her right to due process. Why? Because it stems from the judge's previous intention to incarcerate. Okay, you see, they didn't really have a mandate to incarcerate. It was kind of like, let's fine Kim. And then the judge just kind of went ballistic and forced her to go to jail. Go to jail for violating what law, Your Honor? That's really the debate. And so Kim is appealing. And should she be jailed before she can appeal? Now, I get it if there's a violent criminal or a sexual predator or something that jeopardizes and harms people. But whether Kim's in jail or not, she's still halted the signing of marriage licenses because she is the county clerk. Now, the debate rages about this, but Kim has filed her federal appeal. Where it'll go, we don't know. Meanwhile, the headline from our buddy, Dave Dobenmeyer, and Dave Dobenmeyer's with Light and Salt Ministries, good friend of ours, is an author for Liberty Roundtable, etc. Dave Dobenmeyer says this from the ground in Grayson, Kentucky. Quote, we had a great rally yesterday, meaning on Sunday, in Grayson, Kentucky for Kim Davis. Yeah. Some estimates of the crowd were as high as 1,000-plus people. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer passed the Salt Ministries, or Salt and Light Ministries. We still need you in Kentucky. The battle has just begun, says Dave. And he goes on in his incredible update that, you know what, they got a rally going on tomorrow led by Matthew Staver. It's got the website for the rally and the details. Kim has a court date before the judge on Thursday. So there's things going on in Grayson all week long, and they need you to attend. In fact, they've even offered to help with a couple of bucks to get you there. They can't pay for flights. It's too expensive. Short notice flights are expensive, but they can help with some food and some hotels and some gas money or whatever. People helping people, Kurt. It's fantastic to watch.
It looks like Mike Huckabee may appear as well.
They say he's moving his whole campaign headquarters to there on a temporary traveling basis, Kurt.
That's a smart move.
Well, I think Huckabee's right. Not that I ever agree with Huckabee on hardly anything, but this time we agree, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Got to point it out.
Where's Rand when you need him?
Good point there. I guess Kim Davis's husband spoke to the crowd, and according to ABC11.com, of about 300 people gathered on the lawn outside of the courthouse.
According to our sources, it was more like 1,000, Kurt.
Yeah, but you know how they work. They can work it. You know what I mean, Sam? I mean, you know, we just that's just how the numbers work whenever, like, remember the Glenn Beck thing. But anyway, here's what Davis's husband said, Kim Davis's husband. He said, she won't bow, I promise you. He told the crowd, she sends her love to each and every one of you, all. And this is what she said, all is well. Tell them to hold their head high because I am.
See, anyway, and I commend Kim Davis for this epic battle, and I support her and her efforts, and I'm grateful for her leadership. Where's Rand Paul when you need him, Lowell Nelson? I mean, he's silent in this thing. I mean, he says he supports Kim, but not much being done with the Kentucky senator in Kentucky there, huh?
Well, I'd sure like to
Maybe it's too far away from home. It's too far away from Washington. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd like to see him to go back and visit Round County and be there with her. And, you know, because to see a senator as originally conceived, you know this, I know, but senators were to represent the state in the Congress, right? I mean, there's two senators for every state in the union, and the state and the senator's role was to protect the interests of the state, and here is a perfect case. It's a classic case. You got the laws of Kentucky, which have defined marriage between a man and a woman, and you have a county clerk courageous enough to obey that law, which is the law there in Kentucky, and you should have both senators back there with her, encouraging the county sheriff to interpose in her behalf, encouraging the governor to impose in her behalf, and themselves interposing themselves in her behalf against the opinion of and unwarranted, unconstitutional opinions of the federal judges in this case.
You're right about that. Now let's kind of add to this a philosophical discussion or constitutional understanding, etc. And that's where I think that you know, Rand Paul could do 10 times more than Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee's nothing but a washed up pastor, a washed up politician that wants to get back into the game. But at least he's right in this case. See, Rand Paul's a current sitting senator from Kentucky. He could go back and say, hey, I'm in Rowan County. I'm here to defend Kim. And I've now put legislation in the hopper to do just that. And the court can't decide this. They're in the wrong branch of government. See, there's a real opportunity for Rand Paul to educate and provide leadership. But in this case, I feel like Simon and Garfunkel, nothing but the sound of silence going on. Well, and I don't know why.
Yeah, and there is one other point we should make clear here, and that is that as I watched the videos that were taken in the county clerk's office of Rowan County, she stood there courageously trying to answer the questions of a raucous, almost out-of-control crowd that were there making fun of her, poking, asking questions, talking over her answers, and just basically verbally abusing her and her office. And they were saying things like, well, you have to obey the law. You know, you should, this is the law of the land. You should be obeying the law. Well, what they don't understand, Sam, and this is a point I want to drive home, is that the constitutional law of the land is supreme. It is superior to every other law, every other bureaucratic regulation, every other edict from a bureau or from Congress. any other edict or opinion issued by a judge. See, the constitutional law of the land is supreme. And by that I mean as I mentioned earlier, the domestic issues are reserved to the states 100%, not to the federal government. So when the federal government comes along and the U.S. Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision comes along and says that these marriages, civil unions or marriages between gays and lesbians have to be recognized, they are outside the bounds of the Constitution. Their decision is null and void from the beginning. And any law issued by the federal government, even DOMA, the Defense of Marriage Act, in my opinion, was unconstitutional. The feds have no authority to rule in domestic issues, domestic matters. That's the law that should be respected. That's the law that these activists are ignoring. And that's a key issue that I wish her attorneys would speak out about and help to educate the citizenry about this particular issue.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I know Matthew Staver reasonably well. I'm not telling you I'm his best friend or anything, but I'm telling you, his goal right now is to focus on the most likely ways to make his points for her cause. And instead of making it a state's issue or giving them a reason to deflect the issue, even if it's a valid educational point, his idea is, look, her rights to due process has been violated. That's clear to everybody to understand that it directly stays on Kim as the focus and her right of conscience. Now, before we get to the right of conscience, I want to mention a couple of things here, some facts that you've brought out that are really important for people to understand, Lowell. The mainstream press, in my opinion, perverts the truth here. Now, Davis, that's Kim Davis, objects to same-sex marriage for religious reasons. She has every right to do that. However, Kim's done it correctly. Right now, she stopped issuing all marriage licenses in June after the Supreme Court, quote, legalized, that's a non-starter term in my opinion, same-sex marriage. And so the question is, did the court legalize same-sex marriage? I don't think so. They don't have authority to do that. Number one. And number two, though, Kim stopped all marriages, and the mainstream press keeps saying she's only not willing to sign gay marriage licenses. That's not true. She's saying, I'm not going to sign anybody's license until this gets resolved. A critical difference, though.
Yeah, perfect point. I'm glad you brought that up, Sam. Her clerk's office does not issue any marriage license, or wasn't until Friday.
And that's why due process in her case is so critical, because she's not discriminating and saying, well, I'll sign everybody's licenses but this or that one. She's saying, wait a minute, we got a legal no man's land or dilemma here, and I'm caught in it. We got to fix it. We'll talk about it with Lowell Nelson in seconds, and it's all about right to conscience.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Cosby, Lowell Nelson talking about Kim Davis and her case. Lowell Nelson has some brilliant notes here that talk about the key issues here. Okay. The battle has just begun. We need you in Kentucky, says our buddy David Dobenmeyer. Davis objects to same-sex marriage for religious reasons, and so she has stopped not just same-sex marriage licenses, but all marriage licenses. In June, after the U.S. Supreme Court created law from the bench and made same-sex unions, quote, legal as marriage in the United States. The battle is between the states and the federal government right now, and Kim's caught in the middle. Does she obey the feds and ignore state Kentucky law? Does she violate her conscience? See, we got all kinds of jurisdictional boundaries where the federal government is absolutely out of line, violating checks and balances at so many levels, it makes the head spin. Okay? The problem is, Kim's caught in the middle, and she's saying, I'm not going to do any marriage licenses until this gets jurisdictionally sorted out. And I'm not going to violate my conscience, which we'll get into in a second. Now, Lowell wisely asks some questions here. The state legislature is not scheduled to meet again until January. And the Democratic governor, Steve, how do you say it, Beshear, has refused to call a special session here. So if we were talking about a sex toy or something, he'd probably call a special session, Lowell. But in this case, he's not going to defend liberty at all. This is where Rand Paul could really put hardcore pressure on the governor, right?
Well, I think so. I think a statement from him, even a visit to Round County, would be a great shot in the arm for a number of reasons. It would put the pressure on elected officials. It would also be educational for the citizenry to know why he's there and, you know, to defend the Kentucky law and the sovereignty of the state of Kentucky. I mean, there's a host of reasons. So, yeah, it'd be great if he were to come visit.
Now, Davis has refused to resign her $80,000 a year job. Now, here's the point that we need to understand in this case. You say, well, why doesn't she just resign? Because she believes that she's standing for God. That's why. And she does not want to violate her conscience. Well, understand that Kim Davis is elected, ladies and gentlemen. As an elected official, the only way she could lose her job is if the state impeaches her. Yeah, the state legislature would have to impeach her, or she would have to lose an election. Okay, impeachment or election. Now, I don't know if they have a recall in that state. That might be another way, but this is the point. They can't really stop Kim right now. It's a showdown of jurisdictional realities. That's what we're talking about here, and who's going to win. And I submit to you, Lowell Nelson, that states are sovereign. Where is the Rowan County Sheriff, we're asking? Where is Kentucky's governor? Where are Kentucky's senators? Who is defending Kentucky's laws? All right. Did she not swear an oath to obey and defend the supreme law of the land, the Constitution? Does that Constitution vest the federal government with authority for domestic issues like marriage, divorce, health care, and education? Lowell Nelson wisely asks and finishes with, of course not. Now, here's the point. And this is why I really spend so much time kind of laying the groundwork for this. Kim's conscience is at stake, Lowell, and a government can go very far along the road of tyranny. And you know what? We need to be patient and work within that government's law-abiding limits. Even when they make laws that are really unconstitutional, we ought to be patient and try to restore the constitutionality. But when a government starts to directly become the violator of your conscience by force, I'm going to say it again. When that government becomes the violator of your conscience by force, they've crossed the Rubicon, sir. And the Almighty will punish that nation. Mark my words. This is a real different ballgame than we've dealt with before, Lowell.
Well, I think it's very similar to the dilemma that Sheriff Richard Mack found himself facing there in Arizona when he had to choose to obey the federal program, the Brady background check program, or Arizona state law, which constrained him to spend his funds only for state programs. So she's between a rock and a hard place. And as I mentioned earlier, if she obeys the federal judge, she breaks Kentucky law. And if she obeys Kentucky law, she breaks the ruling. And this is a place that in which a citizen should not be placed, where you can't have two sovereigns over the same subject matter jurisdiction at the same time. There's just no way it can work. And that's why this power, this authority, was reserved to the states or to the people, and it was not given to the federal government. We can safely rely on the fact that because this authority was not given to the federal government, it remains with the states in the hands of the people, and the feds should just take a hike. And that's why Kim Davis is perfectly safe, I guess is the word. She's perfectly within her rights to refuse to issue marriage licenses, because that is a state issue. That's not a federal matter.
Let us continue to pray for Kim Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Let's support her the best way we can. But you bring up a wise point. You brought it up on another topic, but I'm going to apply it to this topic because we're running out of time and it was such a valuable point. I can't let it go, Lowell. Think of the irony here, Sam. Lowell emails me. How can you spread liberty with coercion? Aren't the two diametrically opposed? Wow. Amen to that, sir. Right as rain.
And, of course, that comment was made in the context of our interventionist foreign policy. But I'm glad you made the connection. That is awesome. We are trying to coerce Kim Davis, the courageous county clerk from Rowan County, Kentucky, into doing the bidding of the federal judge. And that is absolutely wrong, to coerce somebody to do what you want them to do. You know, it's just absolutely wrong.
Now, you're right that I believe that Richard Mack's case was identical and put him in a position just like Kim Davis is in. Kim Davis needs to sue and win, just like Richard Mack did back in the mid-90s. However, I submit to you that because Richard Mack won, we really preserved liberty for a lot longer. I don't think people realize how landmark that real decision was, and how it backed off the federal government's abuses. Because people don't really realize that decision really made a difference. Because if they would have pushed too hard at the time, Richard would have been able to use his case as a landmark case to make the point. And so they laid off for literally 5, 10, 15 years before they started pushing the envelope again and then ignoring Richard Mack's case, all the while painting Richard Mack as a nut. That's how the mainstream press and the government works on this. But the point is, if Kim loses this, they will then directly feel at liberty to violate conscience everywhere. And that's why this is such a critical issue. Again, the founders realized your most important private property you have is your conscience. And you should not be forced to act against your conscience. If you do, what stops the rest of the roll towards tyranny, Lowell?
Well, you know, and it's curious to me why they would appeal to a federal court, because that's like asking the fox who is in the hen house, if he would stop eating the chickens. You know, to me, this is an issue for it seems to me that her sheriff and her county commissioners and her governor should be defending her and their right to rule on domestic issues in the state of Kentucky. And why would she appeal to a federal judge? In fact, why did Richard Mack appeal to the federal court? I mean, I think it's miraculous that he got the answer that he did. But still, isn't it a bit odd to ask the federal courts to make a ruling on an issue where they're a party to the action?
Well, it's totally odd, except for one. It's totally odd except for one point. And here's the question: Kim's rotting in jail right now. Her attorney's wondering what he can do because he's exercised every other, quote, legal option. And this is the point that I always make about America, okay? We act like we've tried everything, but we haven't. And what is Kim Davis and her attorney supposed to do when Americans don't stand up, when the elected sheriff does nothing, when the county commission does nothing, when the governor does nothing, when the state senators do nothing? Okay, this is the problem that we have, and nobody can tell me that we've done everything we can to save America when none of these people do anything. Now, next election cycle, we could remove them and put people in place who would do something, but we probably won't. We'll leave Mitch McConnell right on down still in office, won't we?
Well, what I recommend we do then, folks, is that we call Rowan County. Let's call the sheriff's office. Let's call the governor.
Amen.
Kentucky. Let's light up the phone lines this week, and let's let our voice be heard. They need to know that we're upset that they aren't defending the laws of Kentucky, you know, because it affects all of us. If Kentucky goes down, then we go down in whatever state we're in listening to this program. If we can get to Kentucky, if we can visit there, can drive there, fly there, take a boat there, however we get there, let's do that. And if we can't get there, let's telephone and let's exert whatever pressure we can this week on Rowan County, Kentucky.
All right, when we get back next hour, ladies and gentlemen, we're just flat out of time. Kirk Crosby found Rand Paul's response. I think he's not standing up near enough like he could. I think he ought to be in Rowan where Mike Huckabee is, personally, but that's just my opinion. But he did respond, at least, and we'll get to it and debate that next hour. Lowell, if you want to stay with us, you can.
Thank you. Yeah, I may do that.
All right, why don't you just stay right there? Then I wish I had more time this hour. I don't control the clock. I know I'm powerful and everything, but not that powerful. If I could release Kim, I would as well, by the way. So that's the problem, though. What do you do in those situations? The attorney and Kim and their family, they've done all they can. And they're getting government standing against them at every turn is the problem. Where do you go? To who? When? How? Where? What? What options are there? And that's kind of the debate. All right. Hour one in the can. Hour two coming up. LibertyRoundtable.com. We the people can restore America. This nation shall endure.